Today, May 12th, is a very special day for the members of the Legion of Mary. Today is the feast day, or one day will be the feast day, of Edel Quinn, who is now venerable, and she is on her way to being beatified and eventually, God willing, canonized. Edel Quinn was one of the greatest missionaries of the 20th century. Having gone to Africa, she died at the young age of 36. Of tuberculosis in Africa. She's mentioned, this is a wonderful book called Modern Saints. This is volume 2, one of the greatest books written on the saints, because it has all recent saints with lots of photographs. Here you have Edel Quinn as a young Irish girl growing up in County Cork. Then you have her, this is what she looked like as a young woman when she died at the age of 36. So what I wanted to do today, since May 12th is the day she died, and this will one day be her feast day, is share with you a little bit about Venerable Edel Quinn. And she is somebody that we should get to know. She was born on September 14th, which was the exaltation of the True Cross. That was her day of her birth, and her life had many crosses and sufferings that she so cheerfully united to Christ. She was a saint of joy, a saint of cheerfulness. She died on May 12th in 1944. As a young girl, she was very lively and affectionate, very sensitive. She was carefree, had a beautiful natural charm and beauty. She radiated goodness and holiness. She was loved by everyone, very attractive and personable. She was completely unselfish and very much the life of the party. She loved tennis and music and dancing and golf, and she was a captain of her cricket team. She had a wonderful sense of humor. Had a lot of ways to did a lot of practical jokes, fun practical jokes on her friends. She's known for her leadership, her courage, and her strong will and determination. When she was a young girl, she took her confirmation name, a very interesting name, Eucharia Josephine. Eucharia is the feminine of the Eucharist. So she was so in love with Jesus in the Eucharist that was her confirmation name, Eucharia. What a beautiful name, Josephine after St. Joseph. As a young girl, she took a private vow of virginity. She knew that the Lord was calling her eventually to become a religious. She had this great desire to become a poor Clare nun. So even as a young teenager, she personally made this vow to dedicate her virginity to Almighty God. Every Sunday, she would go to the 7 a.m. Mass, and after that, she would go home for breakfast, and then she would go back and attend 3 or 4 more Masses, and just to be there during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. She went to daily Mass every morning before work as a young woman, 7 a.m. Mass every morning. After Mass, she would have her apple, that was her breakfast, then she would head off to work. Her spiritual life was very impressive. She loved spiritual reading. Her favorite saint was Saint Therese, the little flower. And she would always love to go to benediction on Sunday afternoons. And she was so in love with Christ. She said how lonely life would be without the Eucharist. She was so devoted to our Blessed Mother, she promised never to say no to Our Lady. As a young woman, she late teenager, she discovered the Legion of Mary. She was invited, and she immediately fell in love with Our Lady and the Legion of Mary and the St. Louis de Montfort's true devotion, the spirituality. She made the de Montfort consecration, which deepened her spiritual life. And she loved serving Our Lady, visiting the elderly, and working with the cancer patients and doing evangelization work among the women of the streets, the prostitutes. And she knew, though, that she felt that she was called to become a poor Clare. So she entered the poor Clares up in Belfast, but her health broke down, and they discovered she had advanced tuberculosis. So sadly, she had to leave the poor Clares. So she rejoined, came back to her Legion of Mary group, and Her health continued to be a struggle, but she continued to serve the Lord. She volunteered to go to England and spread the Legion of Mary over there. And then she heard that the bishop in Africa, one of the bishops, was looking for missionaries in Africa. And so she volunteered. She was a dying young woman in her mid to late 20s. And she said, I'll go. And Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, really felt that maybe this was God's will for her to go off to Africa. And so she, it was a big discussion. Should we send her to Africa? How difficult it was. But perhaps the climate, the dryness of Africa could help her. And so she left for Africa. And she worked down there as a missionary for 8 years. So she lived much longer doing this, the Lord's work, than she would have done perhaps in Ireland. So she was amazing, leaving her family behind, would never see them again. She was able to work in Africa for these 8 years, despite the malaria, the fevers, the dysentery, the pleurisy, the great distances, the prejudice, her battle with the tribal conflicts that she experienced between one tribe and another, the heat, the variety of languages. But she was continued to persevere in her desire to spread the Catholic faith and the Legion of Mary. Well, she died at the young age of 36 and immediately declared by the local people a great saint. She was buried in the cemetery, which was only reserved for priests and nuns. But they knew that she had this great desire her whole life to become a poor Clare. So after her work, the Legion of Mary, because of her work, spread all throughout Africa and really changed the course of history in Africa because of the thousands of Legion of Mary groups that would eventually be all over Africa evangelizing and spreading the Catholic faith. And it was also interesting that she inspired one of the bishops, Bishop Ribéry, who would become the Cardinal of China right before it was taken over by Mao Zedong and the Communists. And because he met Edel Quinn in the jungles of Africa, he brought the Legion of Mary into China a few years before the Communists took over, and it spread like wildfire, and it became public enemy number one, according to the Communists. And it was there that about 40,000 members of the Legion of Mary were able to help evangelize and spread the faith, mostly underground in Communist China, and many of them were imprisoned and many of them martyred for their faith. But it was because of the work of Edel Quinn that China received this great gift of the Legion of Mary and the evangelization of the Catholic faith. So you really should get to know Edel Quinn, just a remarkable young lady. She is now venerable, so God willing, soon she'll be beatified and then canonized. So May 12th will one day be her feast day. So again, get to know her, get to know her joyful spirit, her great devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist, and her great love for the Blessed Mother.